Saram, dear listeners, and welcome to this special episode of Tryst with Divinity, our series of conversations with people who have been touched by the love of Bhagwan. Today is 27th December 2013, and there is Christmas joy still in the air. The atmosphere of Prashanti is so suffused with this beautiful vibration of Christmas. You can really almost palpably feel that joy and love in the air. And we in Radio Sai are very keen to capture this spirit of Christmas, because Christmas in Prashanti is very different from elsewhere. And the only way we can sort of preserve and treasure this beautiful feeling of being in this divine hamlet is by capturing some of the feelings of what people who have been here keep in their hearts. What is it that they treasure in their hearts as they leave after these beautiful celebrations? And one devotee who has really come forward and has helped in capturing this beautiful feeling of being in Prashanti, capturing the spirit of Christmas, is Mr. Kiritharan from Malaysia. Even though professionally he's a healthcare professional, but he's donned the hat of a reporter and has gone around Prashanti and been speaking to many people, trying to collect their moments of joy of being in Prashanti. And fortunately, he's here with us, and along with him are three other members of this Christmas joy story of Prashanti. We have two sisters, Urvashi and Sesha, from Durban, South Africa, and Mr. Arvind Chauhan from Sydney, Australia. Urvashi is an account manager working in South Africa in a company called Mandalay's International. Her sister Sesha is a media strategist working in a firm called Media Shop, and Mr. Arvind Chauhan is an electrical contractor. And all of them in their own ways have participated and contributed and have been blessed to be in Prashanti for Christmas 2013. So a warm welcome to all of you.
Sairam. Sairam. Sairam to all your listeners.
Yes. So let me just start with what is the top of my mind. What is it that we really want to treasure is how it felt being in Christmas, or is the feeling still there? So may I start with you, Brother Arvind?
Well, to start off, I don't think this feeling will go out. Even the next Christmas will come, I'll have that feeling in me. I never ever dreamt that we can celebrate Christmas this way. I mean, it was an eye-opening for me. I would never dream in my wildest dream that, hey, is this Christmas? We can celebrate this way? Come on, it's out of the world, man. It's just blown me away.
But what is that special element? What is that distinguishing factor that you find Christmas in Prashanti Nilayam?
Well, the atmosphere that started from the morning with all the prayers and chanting and carols and the people from all over the world. I mean, they all became like one big family. And that really touched me. I said, wow, at home there's four of us. Over here,
it's a big family.
Big family, and they're all one, and they all got the smiles on them, and they've got the same feelings, and it's so hard to express in words that feeling you have in, you know. Maybe it will take some time to grab those words to explain the experience, you know, because I'm still, I don't know, I'm lost with words, put it this way. Maybe the two sisters here, maybe they're able to help me with these words.
Okay, so let's move on to the sisters. Yeah, Sesha and Urvashi. Any of you? Yeah, Sesha.
Brother, if we had decided to spend Christmas back home, it would have been based with family. We do have a very big family, but the focus would have been on food and buying each other gifts and not the shift on the actual observation of Christmas and the importance of the day. Mm-hmm. And I think here in Prashanti, that is why everybody is here. It's to feel that love that is emitting through every corner of Prashanti. And, I mean, this aura you can feel throughout, even outside the ashram gates. You are basically coming to one place in a rural India and seeing people all over the world, where you could try and visit all these countries and you would never experience the joy and love. You couldn't possibly. And I think for me, that is it. It's coming here to Prashanthi Nilayam and meeting people from all over the world and sharing in their stories about, because it's amazing, you're meeting Russians and Swedish and people from Germany, and it's mind-boggling, really. So even though knowing back home that all of this existed, I don't think you can actually believe it until you hear it with your own ears and try and then take this experience and the experience of other people back home, where you can share this with other people and they can share in that joy.
Yes.
So,
well, even if you share your joy, probably they'll only get a glimpse. They can never really get the feeling.
That feeling. I think Brother Kiri had to deal with a lot of tears yesterday, because just thinking back at my trip in 2010, which was my first trip to Prashanthi, it just brought all of that love and joy. And, you know, with Swami, him in his physical presence here was completely amazing, having been my first trip to Prashanthi. But at the same time, I would no doubt feel that you can feel Swami a zillion times more, because it's not in the Saikulawan pole that you're going to see that physical presence. Everybody is going inward and radiating this love, and it is felt in every bit of this ashram now.
So you don't miss the physical form so much?
Of course I do. Oh, I do. I wish he could just appear here right now. But at the same time, Swami is, he's literally sitting next to you in darshan. It's just that because all of us have shifted to this inward focus of him being in us. And, you know, he's really, I miss him dearly, even though I've really only got to see him once. But he's given us such a blessing by taking samadhi. He's really given up so much for us to experience this and the ultimate joy and bliss that we are supposed to be experiencing.
Wow. But when did you, I won't say fall in love. You don't fall in love. You actually rise up in love.
Well, brother, this is actually quite a funny story. Well, I wouldn't say funny. When Brother Kiri stopped Vashi and I said to her, because I wasn't a part of the international choir, and I said to her, you know, my experience with Swami is something for me. Like, I don't think everybody wants to hear it. And then we went to a talk by Professor Anil Kumar. Mm-hmm. And he said, Swami gives you experiences not to hold like income tax. It's not a secret. We are meant to share it so that other people can feel that joy. Yeah. And when we had arrived back to our room straight afterwards, there was Brother Kiri waiting.
Oh, so there was Swami all the time.
And I can tell you, it's amazing.
It is amazing.
I mean, it was accidentally Brother Kerry bumped into me. He was talking to a group of people, and then we just said, Sairam, Sairam. And then he said, I've interviewed some people from overseas, this and that. And then we just started chatting, and he just asked me how long you've been here. And I just said, Brother, I'll be very short. I said, look, I asked Swami a long time ago. I wrote a letter in request of a friend that write a letter to Swami. Because as we are talking about Swami all the time, I said, if ever I go to Prashanthi, I need Swami to give me a chance to change one light globe.
To change one light globe.
Just one light globe, and that would be a blessing to me.
Contractor.
That's right. And I said, look what Swami has given me. And he said, Brother, can you repeat that? And I said, I'd love to hear the side of the story. And I have been asked before in Australia to give these stories to the newsletter they write. But I always thought that I want to hold back. I don't want people to feel that I'm egoistic. I want to have publicity and things like that. But when Brother Kerry asked me, I said, no, this is Swami's house.
Yes.
I think Swami is speaking through Brother Kerry to say, come on, Arvin, it's your time.
Yes.
The day is there. You have to speak and tell the world.
Yes.
You know, even the least of experience you have,
that
might make a lot of difference to somebody's life and
will
boost them to carry the work in service and how selfless service
because
can.
Because there is no little joy, there is no little experience, there is no small experience. Everybody's experience is an experience, and that is an experience which is so profound and deep to each person. So
it's like I told Brother Kiri last night. I said, Brother Kiri, every individual has got experiences with Swami and the daily happenings in their life that if we all sit down, we can write a book. We don't have to read anybody else's book. We can read just our book and say, hey, did this really happen?
Yes.
And yes, it has happened. And Swami has given you that experience, yes, and he will give more of that.
Absolutely.
I think you'll need to write more books.
But you wanted to change a light bulb, so did you get that chance?
Mate, he gave me a zillion lights to put.
Okay.
Look what I did in Christmas light.
It was magical.
When I came here, my South African friends, they asked me, I said, Erwin, no offense, but can I ask you, is there only one electrician in Australia? And I said, no, there's a lot. They said, I mean to say in Sayong Nadishan. I said, no, they are. But brother, I said, I'll take it because Swami chose me to come here.
Wow.
So I won't comment on that. Maybe later in the years they'll have their chances to come here. But I said, this was Australia's chance. I grabbed with both hands.
And you fixed as many light bulbs as you can.
I think Swami has just opened the door for me to put more light bulbs in future.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, Sai Kulwanta was glowing. You had lights so many places. You had the
It's fancy you say that, because in the year 2001 when I came, the Seva Dal was sitting right in front of me. And the Seva Dal was talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, where are you from? I said, I'm from Fiji. And something inside me says, come on, tell him the truth. You were in Fiji, but now in you. So I'm from Australia. And the guy said, I thought so. And I go, oh, what does he mean? Anyway, the next question was, he said, what do you do in Australia? And I go, here we go. He's going to get me thrown out of this. And I said, look, I'm an electrician. And he goes, oh, see these lights. There's so many lights. And I go, but I've come to see the real light. And I don't know whether he understood that or not. But and then I'm thinking, hey, I must have said something deeper he doesn't understand. But anyway.
Yes.
No sooner I said that, what comes out of his mouth is just shocked me. He said, do you want to do seva? And I go, yes. If I'm given opportunity, I will. And he said, can you stay here? After the darshan, I'll introduce you to his uncle. And after the darshan, he went there and he got the name for this uncle. He said, this little uncle was in rush. He's gone to the museum. You go and see him in the museum. So anyway, I went in my quick change and breakfast. I went to the gate, was locked, showed the guy the name, and he said, okay, go through. I went up all the way to the museum. The young fellow came and said, say, it's closed. I said, now I have to see his uncle. He took me to the office. Uncle was on the phone, and he just pointed at the chair and said, take a seat. And then I think the phone conversation was taking a bit longer, so he stopped halfway and said, what shall I get you? And I said, no, I'm all right, uncle. He said, no, come on, have some masala tea. So he ordered the young guy together. And then uncle was back on the phone and I said, I think this uncle is mistaken for somebody else. And he's expecting somebody else here, and I've come in. I said, so when he finished the phone conversation, I said, how are you? I said, uncle, listen, I'm from Australia. I've just come to do some seva. He said, yeah, I know, no worries. And by the time the tea arrived, we had the tea, and I am still thinking. I said, no, I think he's mistaken. Then he said, okay, let's go. And he took me for a VIP tour.
Wow.
Around the museum. And I'm going, no, he's totally mistaken. It's not me, it's somebody else. I said, uncle, I've come to do some electrical work. He said, yeah, no worries. So he took me all around the museum, and everybody's looking at me with uncle and sir. See, this is some hierarchy has come from Serbia. So uncle, and this uncle was from Hyderabad.
Mm-hmm.
I think Swami had given him to look after the project for the museum when it was built. Uh-huh. And he used to come every 3 months. If I can remember his surname, it was Uncle Rao.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, and then he took me to the electrician. He introduced me, and these are the words he said. He said, show him everything, and then whatever you have to have done, he'll help you. And the electrician, I think he got scared, you know. I could sense it, but anyway, he showed me a few things and went away. And then he started telling everybody else, and the other people started asking me, how long are you going to be here? How long? About 2 days later, I figured out that this guy is thinking I'm come to take his work, you know, job. You know? So anyway, I told him, I said, look, mate, I said, I haven't come to take your job. I'm here to help you. And if you need my help, I'll help you, or I'll go do cleaning and whatever has to be done.
Yes.
And so he was a bit relaxed, but still behind his mind, I think he was thinking, hey, come on. So the story went on from there, and since you know that museum is water conditioned, like it uses water and the vapor, well, I mean, the cooling system.
Yes.
And we had to clean the underground reservoirs because I think the pump wasn't working. So we had a lot of blokes there, and we cleaned that. And, you know, I gave them coconuts and watermelon and the local boys, and they were really sort of...
So this happened in 2001.
That happened in 2001.
And that's your first trip.
That's my very first trip.
Wow.
And then what happened was, along one of the evenings, I got the spot, the very first spot where the starting of the men's line starts. And there was afternoon darshan, and Swami comes out of his room, and I could see him going towards the where Swami normally sits. And then he turns around and comes straight to me, and I said, here's my chance. I'm going to talk to Swami. I've got 100 questions, and I'm going to ask him. Man, he was quick as a lightning. He came and just blessed. I had 4 packets of bhivuti in my hand. He tapped 3 times, and... before even I can open my mouth, he was gone. Who says Swami can't work that fast? And I said, oh, Swami, I want to say so many words. Anyway, he was gone. Prior to coming to Australia, 2 years before, I had this dream. Mm-hmm. I had a dream that this guy was with me in the classroom. Swami came. He gave us the blessings. And Swami spoke to us, but I don't remember any words. When I was sitting in the darshan, afternoon, I went to have a drink of water, and there was a tap on my leg. I looked down and saw the same guy who was in my dream. Oh. 2 years ago, and I know him from Sydney. Anyway, after the darshan, I told him, I said, sit in Kunlun Hall, and I want to tell you about the dream. So I told him, he said, look, I've come from Swami's school from Thailand. I said, oh, the school in my dream. Okay, that sort of means something. Then I told the whole story about my dream, and he said, oh, so there's something going to happen in the next couple of days. I said, I don't know. Next day, we got the first line. Swami came, and he came and stood right in front of me. And I had to go straight up this way with my follow. I'm just looking straight to Swami, and Swami's talking to somebody. I looked down, saw his chair, and I took the Padnamaskar. The second day, the same thing happened exactly to my mate.
Wow.
That's what I saw in the dream.
Fantastic.
Exactly to him. Swami is standing right in front of him. He took the Padnamaskar. The third day, there was the last day here. After morning session, we were supposed to leave. Swami comes. He comes off the carpet, comes alongside me. His shawl drops on both of my knees. My mates, he walks back on the red carpet. My mate just looked back at me and said, Swami said goodbye to us.
Wow.
That was to wrap off my 2001 visit.
Phenomenal.
I'll later I'll give chance to the sister. Otherwise, I'll take all the airtime myself.
Amazing. Amazing how Swami is literally and figuratively touched one of us, you know, that just that one act, you know, it could be one look, the one brush with his robe, one chance to touch his feet, and it has made such a profound transformation in us. I think that impact is something that you can treasure and relive your entire life, and it keeps on giving you new meanings.
Yeah, it does, brother, because what happened on the Christmas day, when I was, normally we go and sit where the overseas line is, and I was told, I said, you don't go, you've got a special sitting for you. And I was seated exactly the place where I sat in year 2001, where the men's line starts, and all these memories started falling back.
Exactly.
And then, just before the bhajan, I was told, Simon, get up. And I said, what's wrong? I said, come and have a photo near the samadhi. With the South African electricians, the mates of
mine. Wow.
And because when I was sitting there, I said, Swami, 2001, I was sitting here, you gave me this darshan, you did this. I said, I miss you, Swami, you are not here, what's going to happen today? I'm just sitting here. And when I was called for the photo, I think that photo means to me that Swami basically called me and said, come and have a photo with me. That's what it means to me now. And it will mean to me how I think I'll treasure that, and that tops everything that other experiences I had with Swami or throughout my life.
Amazing. I mean, such an amazing story of someone who just wanted to change a light bulb, and the way Swami has lightened and brightened your life.
Well, look, first of all, Swami says, you take one step, I'll take 100. I asked for one light glow. He gave me zillions. Right? And another thing was the dream.
Yes.
I read about it, but he made me experience that his dreams are true. You believe in it, it will come true.
Yes.
And it has for me. And to your listeners, I'm telling you, yes, don't have any doubts. Don't have any doubts about the dream. They are true, they are true, and they are true.
Wow. That is what Swami has given you, that experience. It's coming from your experience. So that's phenomenal. Sister Urvashi, how has it been for you being here for Christmas 2013?
Sairam Bishu, I have to say that Christmas 2013 is a dream come true for me.
Mm-hmm.
I have been watching the Christmas DVDs of the previous years nonstop. Just looking and wishing that I could take part in the same kind of festivities and auspiciousness that goes on here in Prashanthi Nilayam. And 2010 was meant to be my year, but Swami had other plans.
Mm-hmm.
In December 2010, I had actually booked to come to Prashanthi for Christmas. Mm-hmm. And my entire family was going to be here. My mom, my dad, my brother, and my sister was traveling with me at the time. And it so happened that Swami had decided, no, you are actually going to be back home in South Africa while the rest of your family is in Prashanthi Nilayam. So what happened was I was actually deported. Mm-hmm. I arrived in Bangalore at 3 a.m. in December 2010 and found out that there was a problem with my visa. I mm-hmm. had been here in September 2010
mm-hmm.
and didn't realize that I was on a single entry visa instead of a multiple entry visa. So at that point, my sister, Sesha, was left to fend for herself. Mm-hmm. She had never been here before, but I'm sure she'll explain most of that story to you. But for me at that point, I had been to Swami many times before that. My first trip here was in 2008. And it wasn't a case, whilst I was being deported, it wasn't a case of intense frustration or anger or sadness. A calm seemed to come over me, and the only message that I got was, this is the way it's meant to be.
Wow.
There is a reason for
even
it.
This is Swami's will. You just took it
as... And I landed at 3 a.m. I was on a flight back home at 4 a.m. When I got to Dubai, I had the most amazing treatment from the gentleman who dealt with my case.
Mm-hmm.
And he made sure that I got onto the flight, the very next flight that was available. So there was no long waits in the airport for flights and all of that. I was back home in South Africa at 5 p.m. the very same day. So that was exactly what happened in 2010. And this year, my husband actually surprised me with a ticket to come to Prashanthi because he said, I can actually take you anywhere in the world, but I know that your heart would be most happy if you are spending Christmas here in Prashanthi. He has never been here before, but I've been praying to Swami ardently to actually bring him along with me. And over the phone, whilst I was chatting to him on the telephone, he mentioned that he would like to come with me next year.
Wow.
Which is,
it worked
out. Which is a miracle on its own. Yes, the 2013 celebrations here have been phenomenal. I managed to join the Christmas choir.
Okay.
I actually didn't realize that. So when I arrived, I thought that I had missed sign up because mm-hmm. I saw the signs that said that sign up was on the 13th of December and I only arrived on the 16th. But on the day that final registration was to happen, I got word that I'm actually allowed to be in the choir. So that was an experience on its own. It was just the energy that you feel just in the choir practice is unbelievable. For me, you asked if we don't miss Swami's physical form. It's the first time. This morning was our last darshan because we actually leave this afternoon.
Yeah.
It's the first time that it was my last darshan in Prashanthi, and I actually did not cry. because Swami says there's no need to cry. I'm right here. I'm wherever you are. So he's right beside you. If you just pay attention to that, he is there. He's with you on the plane back. He is with you at home. He is with you at work, in your car. You don't leave him in Saikulawanthor when you leave. So that was my biggest awakening today when I actually mentioned to Sesha, do you know, I did not shed one tear at the last darshan.
You're carrying Swami in your heart. You're carrying the vibration of Prashanti with you wherever you go.
Yes. We come here and we get a recharge because the energy here is so powerful that it's not something that I have felt anywhere else in the world. Because there are so many like-minded people that are working on increasing their levels of consciousness, that is why the energy is so powerful. And obviously Swami has infused this place with the energy. But you can feel Swami and you can talk to him wherever you are.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let me add a little bit to that, like what sister, I can confirm what she's just said, that Swami is with you, Swami is around you. Brother, to your listeners, let me tell this what happened this Christmas. Mm-hmm. I was approached by this gentleman who works as a cashier in the Western canteen, and I don't know him. That's what he introduced me himself as. I have met him after that near Ganesha Gate, and he said, brother, could you please go and do the decoration at Mother Isharma's Samadhi? And I said, look, I'll pass this word around to the boys. I said, I'm not really in charge, but I'll see what I can do. So I went and passed the words around to the people who were in charge, and the main guy who was in charge from Australia was Tom, and he said, look, we got other priorities at this moment, we have to finish that before we go in there. Anyway, when about 12:01 we were loading all the stuff for other work, the boys said, what light should we put in Isharma? And I said, if I said Tom told us not to do it, they'll know, so I kept shut. So we packed the lights. Anyway, when we have loaded everything, they said, let's go. And they said, where shall we start? And they said, oh, let's go to Isharma Samadhi. And I still kept shut because I said, if I said Tom said that, they won't go. Anyway, we ended up there, and I said two of the boys, they did the inside the Samadhi, and I was helping the guys at the gate. Then after they've done the thing, they've lit the lights in there, and the priest logged up, and everything was gone. So I thought I'll sneak in and just have a bit of a video taken of the lights I'm doing. And surprise, surprise, right? The lights that was put in there was... If you see with your naked eyes, they were just steady lights. There is no flicking gadgets there, nothing. But if you see on my camera screen, it's flushing.
Mm-hmm.
It was flushing, and I got the shock on my, and I said to the boys, come here, have a look, what's happening? And they said, what is this? I said, I don't know, just have a look. And then I stopped the camera there, and I took the other bloke from South Africa, who was named Upkar, and said, Upkar, could you please take the video? So he started operating my video, and the same thing happened. And, well, we were all amazed, and I basically knew what was happening. I said, no, it can't be anything else, but Swami is, this is the way. Probably he's saying, thank you.
And then, lightning experience to the lightning.
of course. And then after 5 minutes, you know, we got a monkey mind, we still want to test Swami. So I went there to test it, and nothing happened.
Oh.
The lights just steady. But it was steady all the time. But only on my camera screen, the lights were flashing.
Wow.
So it happened twice. One, I basically took another. So that is the third thing that Swami has proved me, that He is here. He is here. He's not gone anywhere. And 2013 Christmas has rubber stamped in my heart. Swami is here and here, and He's always going to be here.
Wow.
So to your listeners, please don't doubt. If you think Swami is here, He'll show you somehow or the other in any form or shape that He's here. Please.
Amazing. I think if you see also the way the decorations have happened, every building in the ashram is decorated so beautifully. Mm-hmm. Sai Kulwant Hall acquired a completely new attire and all the pillars, the Milky Way, even the walls. I mean, I don't think any other festival in Puttaparthi gets this much of decoration. Really, it's not only Sai Kulwant Hall, it's every building. I mean, there were decoration items which came even to Radio Sai. And we actually cleaned up the studio because we saw so many beautiful decoration pieces have come. You know, let us do justice to them.
I'll give credit to my Australian mates. They've really worked hard. I've really worked hard day and night, not in here, back from home, from the time we learned that we're going to be decorating the place. And I could see how the people were working in the background.
Yes.
And I know if I take one name, then I might miss a couple. So my very, very thank you to each individual who has been part of this Australia, and even if people who haven't come here, they have contributed their time or resources by somehow or the other. I think whole of Australia should be proud of themselves what they have done.
Absolutely.
Here in Prashanthi, and I know Swami will be very, very happy on them, and Swami's blessing to all of them.
Yes, absolutely. Phenomenal.
Sai Ram, you just heard the first part of a conversation with four devotees who were reliving their joy of being in Prashanthinilayam for Christmas of 2013. It was Urvashi and Seisha, two sisters from South Africa, and along with Arvind Chauhan from Australia and Kirithiran Subramaniam from Malaysia. In conversation with all of them was Radio Sai's Bishu. This was yet another episode of our series Tryst with Divinity and was recorded on December 27th, just a day after Christmas 2013. We hope you enjoyed this. The audio engineers for this program were Prem and Abhishek. If you have any suggestions or feedback, feel free to write to listener@radiosai.org. Thank you and Sai Ram.